go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host, and I'm glad you're here this week. Well, this week I've got something a little bit different for you. We're going to take a break from the norm. We're not going to talk about business. We're not going to talk about entrepreneurship. We are not going to talk about the firearms industry. What we are going to talk about is self-improvement. We are going to talk about a method that perhaps may change your life. It may change everything you do for the better. Well, I'm sure you're asking yourself, Steve, where is this coming from? Why are you headed down this rabbit hole? Well, yeah, have you ever heard something or been taught something that you were just so excited about it that you thought everybody needed to hear it? Well, that happened to me. I had a chance to hear Ed Milet speak, and it was probably one of, if not the best speech I've ever heard. One of the most moving things I've ever experienced. But let's dive right into it. So when you set goals and targets for yourself, do you just achieve those targets and then quit? Say, for example, you put on your schedule to make 5 calls to leads. Or what if you're going to do 30 minutes of cardio on the treadmill? Or what if you're going to visit family once a month, twice a month, whatever the circumstances are? What if in all those things, what if you just showed up and you did one more? Instead of 5 phone calls, you make 6. Instead of 30 minutes of cardio, you do 31. Instead of seeing family once or twice, you see her 2 or 3 times. What kind of difference would that make? Well, let me tell you, it would make a huge difference. You've heard me say it many times that small things done with excellence over time creates huge results. That is perhaps one of the biggest lessons I've ever learned. But to hear Ed Milet go into this in his speech and about how it totally made him the man he is today, just doing it consistently over time, constantly doing just that little bit more, just a little extra, just a little bit more than you expected. You could take and spin this to when you're taking care of your customers, do a little bit more. When you're doing things for your family, a little bit more. When you're spending time with your spouse, a little bit more. A little more attention, a little more time, a little more listening. These days, a little less phone. What a difference we could make in everything in our lives. We could change every single thing. You start doing some math and that's pretty awesome. For example, say you do a 30-minute workout every day and you do 1 extra minute. Well, doesn't sound like much, right? 1 minute? No, it's nothing. Well, you multiply that out by 365 days a year. You do a minute extra every day. Now, next thing you know, you've got in 6 extra hours of cardio. 6 extra hours of exercise or cardio or whatever it is you're doing in a year just by simply doing 1 minute a day. Now, multiply that out by multiple years. Multiply out that by even a lifetime. How much more impact could you make if you did just one more? Now, you can certainly see the flip side of this too, and Ed actually talks about this in his speech in a very touching part of it. It was just amazing. I don't think there was a dry eye in the place. He was talking about his father and how his father was just taking one day at a time. And we have to take each day for what it is and live it to the fullest because, you know, tomorrow's not promised. There is no tomorrow guaranteed to us in any way, shape, or form. Today could be our last. You know, we should really make it count. Now on this theme, doing one more, doing a little bit extra. Now, what if we really amplify that? What if we said, you know what? Every day, I'm going to try to do something to make myself a little uncomfortable. I'm going to do a little bit more of something that I don't like doing. I'm going to do a little bit more of something to stretch myself. If you really set your mind to something, no matter how uncomfortable it makes you feel, you can do it. There's no doubt in my mind. Look at me. I'm just a normal entrepreneur. A year ago, I wouldn't even recognize myself. In the last year, actually less than that, I've started a podcast. Many episodes deep now. Never thought I would have done that. You know, you would think that talking here with someone else or talking here, you know, just in front of a microphone by yourself would be easy. Well, it is 10 times harder than any conversation I've ever been in. It's just really difficult to, and intimidating. You know, I guess that would be the better word, is would be intimidating rather than difficult. It is hard, but it's quite intimidating to just know you're laying something down here that is going to most likely outlive you in cyberspace. It is going to by far outreach where your voice would normally reach. And it is going to give you a chance to make an impact far beyond what you could. And that's a huge responsibility. It's huge. Never thought I was worthy of it. Never thought I would ever do it. But I'm glad I did. It's been very rewarding for the people I've been able to help. All the great conversations I've had because of it. All of you that have reached out to me for help in one way or another with your business. All the coaching clients we've taken on and all the lives we're able to change. But even beyond that, it stretched me as an individual, stretched me as a man, stretched me as a human. And I've really just enjoyed the challenge. Around the same time, I started late last year, started my book, which is, I can happily say, is now finished. Stamp done. Last round of edits are done. It is literally being uploaded by the publisher as we speak. By the time you hear this, it may already be, it's probably already uploaded. But anyway, by the time you hear this, it will be just launching that week. So this podcast will launch on Monday, and sometime that week, don't know what day yet, my book will go live. It's called Adapt and Overcome, an Entrepreneur's Tactical Guide to Winning in Business. I encourage you to check it out on Amazon. There's a lot of interesting stories of me and things that I've went through, things that I've done my past that I really, really don't share much. Some of it got really deep. It was interesting because I wrote it so many months ago, and then rereading it after the editing with the final proofing. It was a pretty moving experience. It was, first it was honestly better than I thought it was. I was like, man, this book thing, this writing thing, this isn't easy. This isn't me. I don't think this is going to even be releasable. And then I read through it and I'm like, wow, okay. It's actually turned out okay. It's all right. I'm not going to tell you that it's like something that is going to sell 50 million copies or anything, but it's pretty good. It's actually pretty good. From a normal guy like me. So I would encourage you to check it out. Primarily going to be selling it on Amazon. Or if you're near one of our retail stores, by all means, stop in and we'll see if we can get you a copy. We will have those for sale in the store also. But anyway, back to the rogue topic about one more and becoming better. Challenge yourself. You know, don't just accept that, hey, I don't like doing this or I'm not the best at this. Get better. Stretch yourself. Do something you don't like to do. Just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to do it once. And then say, I'm going to do it again. And then the next day, do it again. And the next thing you know, it'll become easy. It'll become second nature. It won't be a problem at all. The more reps you get into things, even those that you don't like, the better you get at them. Before you're going to be good at anything, you're really going to suck. I really suck at a lot of things, and the more I do them, the better I get, and the better I get, the more I do them. So it's kind of amazing how it works, chicken and egg style that way. So remember, one more everything. Don't take today for granted. This may be the only last day we get. Thank you for joining me. Steve Schaubach of the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If someone needs to hear this message, I would encourage you, please send them a link. DM them, call them, send them a letter via pigeon. Whatever it takes to get them this info.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.